Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. My good Catholic mother taught me never to lie, cheat, or steal. I pray she can forgive me then for what I've agreed to do, for this sin will be far worse. I hurry down the cramped streets of the Marias district, leaping over the fresh rain puddles and smoothing the creases of my habit. The black skirt drags at my feet, and I hope I don't look like too much of a fraud, because I certainly feel like one. It has been months since I've knelt for communion, and even longer since I was elbowed into a confessional booth. Yet here I am, rosary in hand, dressed like the sour-faced Sister McDougal, who'd rap my knuckles in Latin class whenever she caught me reading Nancy Drew. But getting my knuckles bruised is small change compared to what I've been up to the last 6 months. If my mother could see me now, if she discovered what I'd been training for, I'm sure she'd weep for my poor blackened soul. But I'll tarnish my soul if that means smashing the Nazis under my boot. I owe that much to Theo, don't I? I make a sharp right onto Rue Charlemagne, a narrow wisp of a road that's crammed full of apartments with their curtains drawn. Behind me, the sun sinks below the crumbling gray rooftops, tired after another day of this 3-year war. I'm tempted to take off my veil and mop the sweat from my forehead, but you never know who's watching you these days. The old man peddling newspapers? The sweet girl playing a game of escargot? Almost anyone can turn into a Nazi collaborator for a few francs in their pocket. That's life in wartime Paris for you. Lucy is only 16 years old, even though she's told her commanders that she is 18, because there's no way she would have been allowed into this secret covert ops group if she were only 16 years old. Lucy's American, but she speaks French fluently because her parents are both from France, and so she grew up with the language. But ever since the war has started, even though it's in Europe, after Lucy lost her brother Theo fighting against the Nazis in Africa, she wants to do everything she can, to bring them down. And if that means she has to commit the greatest sin that she is aware of, the sin of murder, she will do that if it will help her and the rest of the world win against the Nazis. She wants to believe she's brave. She wants to believe she can actually do what is needed to be done as a covert op. But thinking it and doing it are two very different things, as Lucy finds out very quickly. But things get really intense when a new possible horrible plan that the Nazis have comes to light. And it's up to Lucy and her group of all-girl covert ops to see if they can save the entire world from this horrible, horrible possibility. The Darkest Hour by Carolyn Tongue Richmond.